Firstly, looking at the employment figures that are out today, you represent one of the poorer areas, certainly within Cornwall. What do you think the figures will mean to your constituents?
Well, I think there are a couple of things to note. First of all, unemployment always tends to trail changes in economic growth. So unemployment always lags a recovery from a recession. So it's not surprising in a way that unemployment's still rising. However, we mustn't be complacent here. We really do need to redouble our efforts, create new industries and new jobs that are going to provide employment for people in the future. Because as we have falling public spending and a smaller public sector employment, we've got to increase the number of businesses that we have and private sector employment.
So looking at the figures today, what would you say are the biggest concerns for you in a constituency like Camborne and Redruth?
Well, in Camborne and Redruth has traditionally had quite high unemployment and a lot of problems with welfare dependency. But we are trying to change that. Youth unemployment is a particular concern because I think unless people get experience of work at a young age, it gets much harder for them to get jobs further, the longer they leave it. Work is learnt at a young age, and I think it's incredibly important that we do get employment for young people so that they can fulfil normal working lives.
Would it be fair to say that we've hit rock bottom as far as employment numbers are concerned?
I don't think that this is the peak of unemployment. It's very good to see that it's slowed down and the rate of unemployment growth has slowed down. But I do think there are still further changes taking place in the public sector that are going to come out and be reflected in the employment figures. But I do think it will probably get worse before it gets better.